Have you ever heard the term public procurement? Do you know what it means? If you're not sure, don't worry, you'll find out today. Public procurement is the acquisition of goods, services, and works using public funds. In other words, it is the process the government uses to pay for the goods and services it needs to carry out its various functions through its ministries, departments, and agencies. This process is vital because the government is the largest purchaser of goods and services in the country. And since the government is spending public funds, it's important that the funds are spent wisely and efficiently for maximum value. Procurement has a major role to play in fostering growth and development in the economy. In fact, it is being positioned as a major plank in the government's economic reform program, given its potential for cost savings, enabling more funds to be channeled into well-needed programs and initiatives. With that in mind, the government has for the past few years embarked on a program of improving and modernizing the public procurement process. The first step being taken in the modernization process is to raise the profile of the field of procurement itself.
Procurement is coming from a day when it was a clerical function. It was something assigned to an officer in the back office. Now, as we mentioned, the volume and the value of our procurement budget, we do not want to take that risk anymore.
Senior Director of the Procurement and Asset Policy Unit in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Cecile Mirage. Since last year, the unit has trained over 800 officers in procurement law and international best practices.
And we cannot only train one side, we also have to train the supplier community. And so we will be starting this next month by going out and training our supplier community in what the content of the law is and where we intend to go with our procurement reform.
Plans are also in place to establish a procurement training program at the Management Institute for National Development next year, which will train 500 persons over 3 years. One of the more exciting initiatives coming on stream, Mrs. Mirage says, is the Electronic Government Procurement System, which has created a single online portal for public procurement, making the whole system essentially paperless. Its features will include online access to procurement legislation and regulations for all agencies and stakeholders, online advertising of bids, electronic bid submission, and email notification of new bids to suppliers.
We have now implemented an electronic government procurement system. We are now in the phase of a rollout in the pilot entities, and that will see significant transformation of our landscape of public procurement. How we advertise, how we receive bids, the time it takes to execute a procurement process and have contracts in place. We also expect to see a reduction in the cost of conducting procurement by at least 2%.
The new public procurement law passed earlier this year has also introduced new provisions which will further help modernize the sector.
We are now updating our procurement regime and for the first time having this law in place. So the National Contracts Commission will now become the Public Procurement Commission. We will also have the Procurement and Asset Policy Unit becoming the Office of Public Procurement Policy, and the Procurement Review Board. We are now expanding the function of that appeals board to now look at the procurement proceedings.
The law now allows for the imposition of both criminal and administrative sanctions against offending parties. Administrative sanctions will see any person or company found to have circumvented procurement rules receiving hefty surcharges from the Ministry of Finance. Criminally, persons convicted of breaches of the Procurement Act may face fines of up to $3 million, as well as imprisonment for up to 3 years. The law is expected to come into effect next year. With a streamlined, modernized public procurement regime, the government expects to take a major stand against corruption and further reduce waste in public spending. All part of its long-term strategic goal of fostering sustained fiscal prudence and the pursuit of a credible economic program.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.